Ivy, dear,
Grandmother said, smiling icily at her daughter-in-law.
Perhaps your announcement might have been better received at a less sensitive time. For instance, the day after my only grandchild is due to leave us tragically at the age of 11.
Strangely, her words made Morgan perk up a little. It was perhaps the most sentimental thing she'd ever heard Grandmother say. She felt an unexpected warmth towards the savage old bird of prey.
But this is a good thing, don't you see?
Ivy said, looking to Corvus for support. He squeezed the bridge of his nose as if warding off a migraine.
It's like the circle of life. One life may be snuffed out, but another is being brought into the world.
Grandmother groaned faintly. Ivy was relentless.
You'll have a new grandchild, Ornella. Corvus, wouldn't that be lovely?
Morgan tried not to laugh at the grim expression on her father's face.
Yes, delightful, he said unconvincingly. But perhaps we'll celebrate later.
But Morgan doesn't mind. Do you, Morgan?
Mind what?
Morgan asked.
That I'm going to be blotted out of existence in a few hours? Not in the slightest.
She shoved a forkful of parsnip into her mouth.